Hi, my name is Shannon, and the title of today's devotion is taken from a song called His Eye is on the Sparrow. Now, that song opens with lyrics that ask some very relatable questions. Why should I feel discouraged? Why should the shadows come? Why should my heart feel lonely and long for heaven and home when Jesus is my portion? Well, we live in a world where not only our choices, but the choices of others impact our lives. We feel deeply, we feel joy and elation when things are going well and we're celebrating, and we feel fear for ourselves and for our loved ones when things are not going well. We feel despair for the burden of suffering visited either upon ourselves and the millions in our world. And then we have those Jesus take me now feelings, because frankly, things on earth sometimes become just a little overwhelming. But then the lyricist reminds themselves, Jesus is my portion. My constant friend is he. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches me. And the theme of that song is taken from Matthew 10, verse 29 to 31. Aren't two sparrows sold for a small coin? But not one of them will fall to the ground without our Father knowing about it already. Even the hairs of your head are all counted. Don't be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows. Many birds live in our area and frequent our garden. Sunbirds, white-eyes, drongos, bulbuls, weavers, mousebirds, starlings, miners, doves, mannequins, a whole lot more, and probably the most unremarkable in looks and behavior are the sparrows. Now, all these little birds are subject to the peril that can be visited upon them by some amazing bigger birds that also roost in our area. Crows, lanner falcons, sparrow hawks, harrier hawks. The second verse of the song goes, let not your heart be troubled. His tender word I hear, and resting on his goodness, I lose my doubts and fears. Though by the path he leadeth but one step I may see, his eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches me. So despite the danger posed by these bigger birds who are predators, and I've seen them have a go at some of these small birds just in the air above the park where we live, there's also the unpredictability of the weather and the food supply. These little birds, especially the sparrows, return faithfully to our garden every day to forage for food and to splash in the bird bath. And they do that because our garden is a safe space. It's a haven. It is hard for predators to get to them there. And so they sing. They sing the most glorious song that fills the air, and we derive so much pleasure from them. The chorus of the song goes, I sing because I'm happy. I sing because I'm free. For his eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches me. The birds go about their daily business, and they return to our garden with the expectation that they will find sustenance there. The final verse of the song reads, whenever I am tempted, whenever clouds arise, when songs give place to sighing, when hope within me dies, I draw the closer to him, from care he sets me free. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches me. I trust we will be like the sparrow who returns to the garden, always turning to Jesus with the expectation that we will find our sustenance and protection and joy in him. So we can sing because we are happy, because we are free, despite the perils that abound.